Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
When great events in history occur, do witnesses realize the importance? Looking back on my time now, I realize I was one of the lucky ones, privileged to tell the stories of those times. I'm Orville Mulligan, sports writer. What makes a hero? What makes a hero an idol? And what makes an idol a legend? As professional sports grew in importance to our society in the 1920s, this stairway to stardom became well traversed, itself becoming mythical. The American dream of starting from nothing and working all the way to the top through pure athletic mettle. What sustains a myth? Hundreds of stories, inspired by charisma and reputation. Not that the cabbie I met in Chicago thought any of this. He just loved recalling a good yarn.
Evening, sir. Where to?
Reagan Athletic Club, please.
Well, I apologize for asking, but what business are you doing there?
I'm a sports writer, and I've got an interview with someone there.
Again, I apologize. I just can't be having certain types in my cap. Some of those Reagan boys are a nickel short of human decency and got screws loose upstairs, you know what I mean?
Mostly.
So, where are you coming from?
Pittsburgh. I work for The Guardian.
Huh. Don't know that one. What brought you to Chicago? You covered the Illinois game?
That and the Cardinals game.
The Cardinals? In November?
The professional football team.
Is that so? Huh. Hey, you know Babe Ruth?
Not personally, no. But I did cover the 21 World Series in New York.
Well, I met him that same year, 1921. I like to think I did my part in helping the Yanks win the pennant that year. The least I could do, seeing as how the White Sox ain't never gonna be good again.
Oh, well, do tell.
So this was in June, and the Yankees were in town to play the Sox. And the night before, Babe had been cruising around town at a slightly too rapid pace. Of course, speaking as a driver, I gotta say, how can you blame the guy? I mean, have you seen his car?
Can't say I have.
Oh, well, she is a beaut. Huge engine, but purrs like a kitten. And it's this red color in a shade that they only made for this one car.
I think I've heard that one before, but why was he driving his car around Chicago? Wouldn't he leave it at home in New York?
Ah, who knows? Maybe he got tired of riding trains and decided to drive it himself. I mean, he's the Babe! Who's gonna say no to Babe Ruth?
Yeah, you've got a point there.
Anyway, the Babe gets nicked, and the judge is a real stickler. Doesn't like baseball, hates celebrity baseball players even more. He fines the Babe 100 clams and sentences him to a day in the clink. Now, at first, I didn't know any of this stuff. Instead, I go into dispatch first thing, and the boss is sending me out to the police station. Says, just go out and wait. That I'll be bringing three to Kaminsky, even though the game already started. But hey, he said there'd probably be a sizable tip in it for me, so I'm not gonna pass, right? So I get there, and I'm waiting maybe 5 seconds before these two big palookas wearing Yankees uniforms are at my window. One of them's over 6 feet tall, the other must have weighed well over 200.
You a driver? The tall one asks.
Yeah, I say, but aren't there supposed to be three of yous guys?
Just wait here, he says.
So then I'm waiting for maybe 2-3 minutes. Sure enough, these two come running out like they're looking to score the winning run or something. Sure enough, there's a third guy there. Taller than the tall guy, bigger than the big guy. Suits untied, jacket, pants over a Yankees uniform. Duh, Babe. Well, somehow they all managed to fit in the pack. I mean, you can see. Imagine three 200-pound guys back there. So I must have been staring or something, because then the first two guys are yelling, "Go, go, go, Kaminsky Park!" They might have tried to send a car after us, but cops are no match for this baby. So I say, "Babe, where's your car?" One of the other players says,
"He got pinched for speeding. Again. If he tries to pull it in there, they'll probably pinch him again, and they'll probably miss the next two games, too."
So, okay, we get about a minute away. I'm going maybe 45 through the streets, dodging stuff. I look back, and the Babe and the guys aren't even flinching. So I punch it more. And pretty soon, the craziness of the whole thing just hits me, and I start laughing. And so I'm laughing and driving and swerving, and finally the Babe's interest is piqued. "Ah, what's so funny, sport?" he says. And I tell him, "Here the cops are, trying to prevent you from speeding, and here I am going faster than you were, probably." Well, this gets them all laughing, and after a while, the Babe slaps me on the shoulder and says, "You're all right, sport." Yeah, the others finally introduced themselves as the pitchers Jack Quinn and Harry Harper. Well, the Babe hacked on him a little for being journeyman and whatnot, and then he told us about his recent adventures with those of the female persuasion, about which I am sworn to secrecy. So I pull up right there at Kaminsky, and the Babe lays a $20 bill in my palm and says,
"Thanks,"
before running into the stadium. He just about has enough time to take off the other clothes before getting into the batter's box and smashing a home run to beat the White Sox. What a player! Well, here you are. Reagan Athletic Club. 22 cents.
Keep the change.
Hey, thanks, mister. Hey, buddy. Be smart. And watch yourself in there. Reagan's Club ain't exactly known for its fulsomeness.
I have to admit, I questioned the veracity of the cabbie's tale right from the go. When I got back to the Guardian offices, I dug around a bit in the archives to see if there was any truth at all to the story. As it turns out, Babe Ruth had in fact been arrested in June for speeding on city streets, had done a spell in a holding cell, and had been motored across town to get into a game late. But it had all been in New York, and the Yankees had been playing Cleveland, and no mention of Harper or Quinn. But what does it matter? The cabbie tells a good story to entertain his riders. The riders think they've had a brush with greatness by association. Maybe all he ever wanted was to become a drop in the ocean of legend that was Babe Ruth. As he himself might put it, can you blame him?
This has been Orville Mulligan, Sports Writer, an audio drama podcast from Number 80 Productions and the Sports History Network. Episode script and story by Oz Davis and Darren Hayes. Orville Mulligan Sports Writer stars Doug Fye, Ilana Fye, and Eric Bodwell. This episode guest stars Matt Hertline. The theme song of Orville Mulligan Sports Writer is the Dayton Triangles Rag and was arranged and performed by Bruce Smith. Additional original music provided by David Lizzo of Dynamo Stairs. Please see this episode's liner notes for the full soundtrack listing. Orville Mulligan Sports Writer is produced by Oz Davis and Darren Hayes. Series concept by Darren Hayes. Keep your dial locked to this podcast station for the next exciting episode of Orville Mulligan Sports Writer, coming soon.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and I'd like to invite you to the portal of positive football history, Pigskin Dispatch and PigskinDispatch.com. We talk about everything that centers around the game of American football, expert discussions, the origins of the games, the great players, teams, and coaches, and more, and some great guests and insights from experts. We have new episodes 3 to 4 times a week, and you can find us on SportsHistoryNetwork.com, PigskinDispatch.com, or your favorite podcast provider.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.